It's time for a property talk with Andre Kleinans, who is the CEO and founder of Easy Properties. Today is the very first property talk, and we're going to learn more about Easy Properties and also a little bit more about Andre and what exactly he does. Welcome, Andre. It's nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Ian. I really appreciate it, and thank you for the intro.
So, Andre, can you tell us a bit about your background and what led you to start Easy Properties?
Sure. We ended up in 2004 starting our first real estate company that came out of 18 years in financial services, where I had a lot to do being the marketing manager for one of the retail banks, dealing with real estate agents. And I had shares in 5 different other companies, which really just led us to a stage where we really believed one of the next hot things to go into was real estate. So having spent 5 years through the whole implementation of the National Credit Act, I ended up back doing another corporate stint for one of the large listed companies and so forth in South Africa. And we then came back into property in the beginning of 2018. So yeah, it's just over 6 years. And that's where we are today.
Okay, and what would you say inspired you to venture into the real estate industry?
Originally, as I mentioned, we started a company that we wanted to do. Back in those days, we had all the RDP housing, that was a lot more prevalent, much cheaper than what they are today as well. And so we really believed, we wanted to get into a sector where we had other businesses that just coincided with it, maybe perhaps looking at doing some developments, which I did do later on in life. But at that time, really just getting into the industry because we really believed that there was, a growth period, which we were correct because we joined at the beginning of what was known as the last seller's market in South Africa. And that was the good years between sort of 2004 and late 2007.
Yeah, and how things have changed since then, eh?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And Andre, how did you come up with the name Easy Properties? That's spelled E-Z-I.
Well, that was easy peasy.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, look, normally with any one of these, we go through a whole selection, of names. And then obviously nowadays it's a lot more difficult when you really get down to the selection of a particular name, because you've got to make sure that domains are available. It's not actually previously registered at the CIPC, yeah. As well as in our case with the PPRA and so forth. So this was just one of the names that stuck out for us. We really believe in making things a little bit more simpler for the end consumer. There's a lot of red tape with a lot of the sort of international brands, if I can call it that, in terms of the fact that we wanted to do, and it's more basically on the real estate agent side of things, but we wanted to make it easy to deal with us. And obviously we've got some expansion plans under the Easy name as well. So that's why we made the decision eventually.
Okay, well, that's interesting. And what would you say was the initial vision for Easy Properties when you first started the company?
We wanted to establish a professional brand that serves our community, and then obviously create and start from that base into a national brand. If we can have a real estate agent in every town, it would be fantastic. But more importantly, the vision was for us to also introduce a complete model change for property practitioners. So there are a variety of models available to real estate agents. And we wanted to create traditional and hybrid models that serves the agents better. I don't want to coin the phrase because it's used by somebody else that says, created by estate agents for estate agents. But to some extent, I think that is very true.
Yeah. And what would you say are some of the biggest challenges that you faced as a business owner in real estate so far?
That is an interesting question. The biggest problem at times is finding good stock. Over and above that, believe it or not, would also be is finding the right estate agents, that to work with you. So just starting top again, not enough listings. Good listings that is at a market-related price is quite difficult. So lead costs for us is also extremely high in comparison to other companies. When you start taking into consideration, we are under pressure with different models where the guys are working on flat fees or very low commission structures, it's virtually impossible to cover your costs. So our lead conversion, as I've mentioned earlier, is extremely high, as well as our advertising costs via the various portals. To establish a branch, just a normal, decent branch with, say, 15 agents or so, can easily cost you about 150,000 rand a month in fixed costs. So it's not cheap, and I don't think it's always well understood, that there's a lot that goes into technology, how we need to leverage off referrals, leads, all those type of things, the various technology, even from an accounting point of view, have trust accounts that needs to be audited, which is a quite expensive exercise, lots of legislation that we need to adhere to. One of the most difficult things, I think, for most real estate agents is also is to deal with unrealistic sellers. And a very good example of that is when you know that you're selling in a particular complex units that is 650,000, when somebody says, I won't take less than 750, a price that was never tested and was never achieved before. And that basically just increases the duration that the property is going to be in the market. So on average, you'll see that the banks and various other portals and media are advertising or placing information out in the web that says, it can take anything from, say, 6 to 40-odd weeks to sell a property. So that is true. We often find that. I mean, other than that, I mean, obviously we have a lot of taxes and deductibles and so forth. We need to deal with tons of rejection. So there's a lot that one needs to sort of absorb in terms of what is our biggest challenges. But I mean, the top two for me, maybe if I can just where I started, was I firmly believe, getting good quality estate agents that has a common understanding and has the same service orientated mindset as the rest of the group, and then finding good properties at the right price, because that is exactly how, in the end of the day, we earn our living. More often than not, you have people, they want to just give you an open mandate. They don't really employ you, but they expect that you're going to spend the cost of photographers and all those type of things. There's a big element of risk in that involved for us. Mm. So I hope that I've to some extent managed to answer that question.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not for the faint-hearted, eh?
Not at all.
So, Andre, can you describe the company culture at Easy Properties?
Sure. The company culture that we've got is literally one I would call is like a clan culture, because we often find that, we're all in this together. So, culture for us, I think in real estate, really revolves around credibility, respect, fairness, pride, belonging, sense of belonging, effective leadership. Because there's a lot of people that will say, listen, they have no support from their principal. Having a proper value system in place and innovation. Because there's consistent changes that's happening in terms of the models that I've mentioned, changes in technology. But ultimately, selling real estate is as old as bartering itself. So it's been long standing, and I think we've got a very effective, although it is a family based business. I think the culture that we wanted to instill in people is the fact that we're all in this together. We as a team, we do everything together.
Andre, what are your core values and how do they influence the way Easy Properties operates?
Well, everyone talks about having honesty, integrity and good customer service as core values. But I think if you dig a little bit deeper, you'll find more meaningful values to adopt in your business. So four core values that I personally subscribe to, one is joy. Everyone loves being around happy people, and they want to be part of a happy organization. I think joyful people just make better workers. We have a saying as well, if we're not having some fun, then why are we doing it? So I think that creates a complete different, mindset for people where they can be satisfied in terms of, having better results and all those type of things. The second is having compassion. People don't care about much, people don't care much about what you know. They care about how much you care. So I think in dealing with their concerns, and obviously, this is quite a different dynamic of person that we're dealing with most of the time. Looking after their own personal concerns and our staff, it just means that we have a meaningful impact, and that we show them, that we care about their situation. So that understanding of their pains and all those firsthand. Then, the third one for me personally is mindfulness. It's not enough to always just be smart. You've got to be the right kind of smart. You've got to see the world from multiple views and be aware of people in their situations, especially in what we do. We deal with people that have died. We deal with divorces, just to give two of the D's that we often speak about. Mm-hmm. So that well-rounded perspective in real estate is essential, to be successful and that people can trust you. The third one for me is competitiveness, because, in professional sport, winning is everything. So it's no surprise that, in the sport of real estate, our business needs to win in order to survive. So finding a mindset of winners, and like-minded people, our agents that work with us, is very important. So, people take it for granted that they're going to go in and win, but it's hard work. We did speak about it earlier. This is not for the faint-hearted, and people must give it their best effort in the arena to know that they can put their skills to the test and close sufficient deals to maintain themselves.
That's a very good answer, Andre. Thank you. And what are your future goals for Easy Properties?
I mentioned earlier that we obviously have some expansion plans. The model that we are rolling out is the one that we've got virtual offices with its own unique remuneration scheme. We obviously have got physical branches as well. And the intention is to grow that. We maybe just a touch on our services. We have an incredible rental portfolio. My rental managers, I'm very proud of the fact that when you measure it against the rest of the country, as published by Tenant Profile Network, we feature consistently between 12 and 15% higher in terms of our recovery on rentals, which just means that we are making good selections and that we manage our rentals very well. So, that I think is quite important for us to grow as well. And then 2 years ago, we entered the arena of, as managing agents, managing complexes, your sectional title, homeowners associations, and so forth. And we really want to grow that portion, substantially more as well. Talk about a tough environment. That is a tough environment. It's very competitive, but also, at a very low fee basis, dealing with 180 different units in a complex, lots of complaints and things like that. That really takes a strong person to manage those. But those are our expansion plans.
Okay, well, that sounds very exciting, Andre. And my next question to you is, what do you think sets Easy Properties apart from other real estate companies?
Interesting question again, because essentially I think that what most of the companies offer is virtually the same to some extent. You know, there are a lot of companies who have this international flavor and which may, you know, obviously where we get the most expensive homes at this particular point in time is in the Western Cape. And there it will definitely play a role because a lot of the buyers, you know, come from abroad. So being of a vanilla type, service offering, it's important that you, in actual fact, end up knowing exactly what makes you different. One of the things that we are quite different is, yes, like many, we use proprietary software that really makes us stand out in terms of how we can manage, like in our rentals and so forth. So we subscribe to exactly the same. There's nothing different that any one of these international firms have got than what we've got as well. The second thing I think that's important to note is, as I mentioned earlier, is the involvement of the principal. So in many of these companies, they've got regional managers and so forth. These guys are not as readily available, you know, should a client want to escalate anything. We have an open office policy. I mean, any client is more than welcome to contact me, and they often do, that we can resolve, specific issues for them. So both from an approachable and a technology point of view, I think we do set ourselves apart from others. Over and above that, I mentioned that we have a little bit of a being a family sort of owned business, but you know the clan culture plays a huge role in this. We have like-minded people that is in our business that understands that you know they're in business for themselves, but if we're not understanding the fact that if there's no service which starts from the first telephone call, with a client and goes way beyond the actual sale. The biggest complaint that people have out there is two things when they deal with real estate agents. The one being that you never get feedback, and the other is that they never answer their phones. So, we really trying to sort of change that whole culture, making sure that our staff really understands, how important it is with that type of feedback and client liaison and building lasting relationships with people that will stretch over multiple properties.
Okay, and as we mentioned earlier, Andre, the real estate market has changed so much. If you look at it pre-2020 and you look at it now. So what is your view on the current real estate market?
We're still in a very strong buyer's market. The last I mentioned about the seller's market ended in 2008. And those only come around every 20 to 30 years. Those are fantastic times, where people pay whatever it is that a seller wants. But that's definitely not on the horizon for us anywhere soon. You do have little upticks depending on what happens in the economy and politically, where you just see small little upticks and you know that, we're in a more buoyant property market. One of those significant impact is actually coming out of COVID. Post-COVID, we at the lower interest rates, we just had an incredible 18 months. It was evident that people obviously at that particular point in time in a position where they could acquire more properties. That was a pretty good period, I think, for everyone in real estate. The future, for where we are now, as I mentioned, it is a buyer's market, and that will remain quite so, for some time. I also believe that, through the amount of people that are emigrating and all those type of things creates opportunity for people, to upscale. We did find, and I must say that I am as disappointed as many others that we did not get a bigger reduction in interest rates because of the fact that that would have stimulated the economy a lot more, which I think is desperately needed. And also it would have caused that people can again start saying, listen, we can buy. The biggest impact, through interest rates and the economy and all those type of things is literally in that price bracket, anything from zero to about 45-odd rand per month as a combined income, because that's the bulk of what we sell. In Gauteng, 84% of all the properties sold are between 400,000 and 1.8 million. So it's a huge number. When you start breaking those things down, and those are the people most hard hit. So right now for us, I think it would be continuing business as usual, hoping that, in time to come, we will see further reductions, which is definitely predicted. But the market is still buoyant. There's people buying, there's people selling. For whatever their reasons, and the main thing is to make sure that we have a winning recipe where a willing buyer and a willing seller have a meeting of the minds and have a market related price on their property to conclude a sale.
Andre, thank you so much. This has been very, very insightful, and it was nice to get to know you a bit better, and also Easy Properties. And we look forward to all the future podcasts with you where you will shed some light on more matters. What can we look forward to in the weeks to come?
Young, yeah, thank you. It was great to start this podcast with you guys. We have some wonderful examples of correct pricing on properties. We will deep dive into what it is that banks don't want you to know, around your property in terms of interest rates and large savings. So we're not going to just talk about selling of property, but we'll touch on what really helps people in terms of reducing the bonds and so forth, over time as well. So we've got a whole schedule planned, and look forward to sharing the information with people, because I really believe that there's a big need for more information surrounding property, the purchase of property, the valuations and so forth.
Andre Kleinans, CEO and founder of Easy Properties, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jan. I really appreciate it.